Good morning again. It's an open line. This morning, I got a very early message from a colleague and a patriot, Mr. Brian Linton of the Marigot. Who seem to be very frustrated with the police efforts, in Marigot too. I have no idea as to what is going on, but they seem to be on his case to, as he described, to harass him for reasons he don't know. And he asked me to put out a special appeal to the police officers, more the senior officers. We've seen for the past few hours or past few days to be harassing his person. He's asking why. This is the message I got early this morning there from Brian Linton. A very frustrated Brian Linton.
Hey, good morning, my brother Matt. Matt, can you do me a favor, please? Can you find out from Mr. Valerie, why is it that they insist on trying to hustle me and harass me and make my life miserable? Why my camera picked up around 18 policemen outside of my place this morning in the wee hours of the morning, trying to ransacking and harassing the yard. You understand? Look, I do not know what they're searching for. Matt, can you please give Valerie my number or the investigating officer to try to call me to make arrangement if I have to, because right now I'm suspicious. I suspect that is a special scary gang that coming that want to do me harm. Matt, do you realize that the people that they arrested or came in for questioning with respect to their bogus plan of burning down Ruzu, everybody that they asked questions, all the questions were about me, I made no statement, Matt. So can you please call Valerie for me, please, Matt, to find out from me what it is, why it is that he insists on sending policemen to harass me, because I'm not going anywhere with no gang in the middle of the night. Okay? I'm not going anywhere with them, Matt. Check? So this morning my camera pick up, I'm watching 18 of them in my yard. What are you all coming for? To come and harass and to look me problem so that I can react. Because I do not know if it's Melissa gang that is there in my yard that they send them to thing there. The people who made these statements with respect to burning and whatnot and so on, you have not done spoken to them. You spoke to them. You only asking them about Brian Linton. What it is, Valerie, that you want to have with me, my brother? You and your weaponized gang. Because I long say that you all are not any police. Check? You all are gang. My brother, what it is that you want to do? You want to kill me, boss?
Well, clearly, Mr. Valerie, if you want to reach, according to Brian, you want to reach him, his number is 276-8121. Give him a call like you did everybody else and help him understand why you are in search of him. I think it was Edison James who said just there on Sunday that it seems that, they're treating Brian Linton in a very, very special way.
Yeah, Brian Linton. Oh, Brian Linton is this time. I told them they should just bring a nice building run by the prison and just hold Brian there because they like him so much. Every minute they're picking him up. Instead of wasting fuel to go up to look for him, just build a nice thing around there for the man. And every so often you just bring him in. Brian Linton.
I'll say, Brian, of course, your message was passed. They record every program, so I'm sure they will get the message, okay? another Dominican family. Maybe very sad this morning. As a result of one Dominican man. Found guilty. A first degree murder in the United States. The Astafan family. I'm sure he's sad this morning after the information that Dominican-born Ethan Astafan, the manager of a marijuana dispensary in California, was found guilty of first-degree murder in a Los Angeles Superior Court on Monday, February 26, 2024. He and the owner of a dispensary, Welger James Peng, who was also convicted of murder, were accused of killing an employee and then burying his body in the Mojave Desert in 2020. The body of the employee Juan Carlos Hernandez of Los Angeles was not discovered for 2 months after his murder. Prosecutors argued that Astafan 30 and Peng killed Hernandez because they thought he was stealing money and marijuana from their dispensary. The Los Angeles Daily News reported that the prosecution presented several WhatsApp messages exchanged between Astafan and Peng in 2 days leading up to the murder, in which they first discussed firing every employee, then focused on Hernandez after Astafan claimed he saw the victim making deals for a customer during a shift. It is reported that Peng and Astafan spoke about making an example of the victim, with Peng once saying that he wanted Hernandez crippled for life. The men attacked Hernandez at the end of his shift at the dispensary, September 22, 2020, with video still frames showing Astafan taking Hernandez down to the floor and putting him in a chokehold while Peng stood up, stood above, the Los Angeles Daily News reported on the murder. At the same point, Peng injected a lethal dose of ketamine into Hernandez. The men just then loaded Hernandez's body into the back of Astafan's SUV and driven by Peng's and then girlfriend, Sonita Heng, took his body out of the desert, burying him in a remote area between Bastow and Baker, prosecutors said. The newspaper further reported that the two returned to the dispensary the following morning with surveillance cameras inside the shop showing them cleaning the area where Astafan had taken Hernandez to the ground. The two were arrested in November 2020. It is reported that Astafan's mother and father and sister traveled from Dominica and Florida to attend each day of the trial, while his wife also attended most days. I've never been through anything like this, Astafan's father told the Union newspaper. All the families are suffering. Astafan's older sister, Stephanie Astafan, was the only defense witness. He said he's not a person who engages in violence, she said of her younger brother, according to the Union newspaper. I know his values. I know his heart. He confides in me. I know his character to be that of a good man. The two are expected to be sentenced on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. This is the report there from the Los Angeles Times. Very sad news there. Dominican sentenced to murder in California. Very sad news for the family. Hold strength. I know his father personally. I look for the Lord for the strength that you need, you and the family, this morning. Again, the two are expected to be sentenced on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. It's 8:36 in the morning. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Hi, good morning, Matt. How are you doing, Matt?
Morning to you.
Matt, we're making children. We doesn't make their mind for them. So, Matt, when we have our children, all we have to do is pray and hope for the best. And that's why they tell you when something happened to you or your neighbor child or your neighbor, not to worry about it because you never know what in the back of your door coming to meet you. So all I can say, Albert, my boy, hold strong. We go sight when you come back here. Matt, on another note. But we really like to send, ask a question. What are the police harassing
Brian
Linton for? What did he do? Did all you hear he kill anybody? What did he do? Let people know what he do, Matt. Over the weekend, there, them people went in the man back here. They trample on his banana. He have his thing planted there. Them people, they call it, they're looking for. Who are they looking for? It's not crabs all you're looking for. It's not snake all you're looking for. It's not agouti all you're looking for. They trample the man back here, you know. What they're looking for? Brian, they're looking for, they say. Before they break. Over the weekend, how many policemen there? This morning, the same thing again. What they harassing the man for? Are they looking to kill him? Are they looking to do something with him to put his brother, to have his brother in bad light? Or you cannot get his brother? You send all whatever you send to harass his brother, even imported people from overseas to go and harass his brother, maybe even kill his brother. Or you did not succeed. What are you looking for? Leave Brian the hell alone. Stop bothering the man. If it's something he do, get a lawyer. Get and call him and tell him to come in. Stop going to harass him before they break. Papa Bonje, leave the man alone, man. Oh, my God, Matt.
All right, Blue Blue, thank you very much. Yes, clearly Brian is frustrated there with the efforts of the police to apprehend him. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yeah, Matt, good morning. Matt.
Oh, you're there, Brian, yes? Oh, you spoke to the head of CID right now because I called your number out there.
Yes, I just spoke to Mr. Theophil, the head of CID, Matt, and gave him the assurance that I'll be coming in with my lawyer. Okay? And I spoke to my lawyer, and my lawyer made arrangements for us to go in sometime tomorrow beyond to speak with him to find out what is the situation. But interestingly, why I even called you to make that call was that the police investigating the case. Gavin James, also from Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
I called him in CID to find out what situation, why is it that they want me, and so on. He put down the phone on me. You understand, Matt? He put down the phone on me. He didn't even have the decency to ask. Here it is that I was offering myself to assist them with the investigation. Gavin James wasn't interested in that. I even reported him to Mr. Theophil. Explain to Mr. Theophil that I called the investigating officer to make arrangements with him for me to come and assist them. And his response was putting down the phone on me. Matt, what does that tell you? Not kill, they want to kill me, Matt. Doesn't that tell you clearly that they want to kill me? Matt, they want to send the assassins there in the wee hour of the morning, and I do not know who is there, whether it's a Melissa gang or Melissa Knife or Lennox Lawrence drones knocking on my door. I must just go out and hand over myself in the wee hours of the morning. Matt, yesterday I was at the Marigot police station, you know, signing. I have to sign there every Tuesday.
So the Marigot police were not interested in you when you went to sign?
But the Marigot police know I'm not making crime in Marigot, Matt. So the Marigot police have no interest in me. The Marigot police cooperate with me. I cooperate with them. I'm the deputy chairman of the village council, Matt. A law-abiding citizen. I went to sign on their bogus charges, their bogus treason charges. I have to go to the police station in Marigot every Tuesday, which I did yesterday dutifully. Never missed a Tuesday yet for the past 2 years, Matt. Every Tuesday. I have to go and sign and write the name of the charge, incitement to commit treason. Write my name, sign my signature at the time, and wait for a police officer to sign it. Matt. And I've been doing that for every Tuesday for 2 years. Never fail, never get sick, never miss. Yet, reporting to the Marigot police station. And those fellas, Gavin, James, and whoever, and Theophil, and Valerie want to have me like I'm a common criminal. I'm a fugitive.
Well, I'm happy, Brian, that you have made arrangements with your lawyer to go in there on that specific day. You said tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, Matt, because I have to do everything to protect them, prevent them from killing me, because that is what they're looking for. They're looking for an excuse to assassinate me. It's not as any damn police force out there.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. I want to say good luck to you. I'm very happy that you, you know, turning yourself with your lawyer tomorrow. So we'll see what happens from then. Thank you, Brian, for calling in there and speaking to the issue you made this morning as it relates to 18 police officers, you know, ransacking your yard looking for I don't know what. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Maybe, what? Yes, I'm here.
I have two things to say, one about Brian, one about this Dyran, briefly and fast. Listening to Brian this morning, Matt is very hurting. He's very painful. He's very sad. You could see this Brian talking, Matt, and you could see the sadness in Brian, right? The only thing Brian doing is to cry on the radio. Matt, is a plan they have for Brian, a plan. I tell you, it's a plan. Then people say last week there, right, to pick up Brian Linton because, like, he talk about, what you call that, incite something about violence,
Incitement.
Yes, thank you very much. God bless you. Right. And then they say pick him up. Matt, so much things, Matt, that happening in the country, Matt. And they do jailing, they do picking up police, do arresting people. Matt, as your caller say, blue, all what blue say is true. What they want to do is to take, kill Brian, put Brian behind bars, kill him, and they cannot get his brother, as blue say, they're taking him. I have to talk because, Matt, it's sad. I listening to Brian because they had plans for him. Since last week, they're talking to pick him up. I telling you that I listening to all radio station. All radio station is my station, but I'm more listening to Q. You understand? And Matt, it hurting. And Brian, just take it easy. And Matt, if I was Brian, I would come out where he is there, because you can never tell what will happen and they sing. Yes, Nurse Dalrymple now. Let me just tell Nurse, my deepest sympathy go out again to Nurse Dalrymple. Today is 18 years since Nurse Dalrymple's son died. When Dalrymple Thomas, Matt, you was there by the court. Mm-hmm. Me, Burl helper, and she say was the fur. And Matt, no justice for when Dalrymple. No justice for Nurse Dalrymple and her husband. And her husband. 7 kulkuto, 7 stab. It touching. And it still don't have justice in Dominica. Matt, what is happening to Dominicans? What is happening to our country? The policemen, when people come and make their report, or you doesn't take their report, but people, poor Brian, all you want to harass. Nurse Dalrymple, I wish you all the best, and I cannot tell you take it easy, because it's your child. They kill your child, you never get justice. Matt, God bless you. Thank you very much for this space.
All right. Thank you very much, Marlene. Have a great day today. Shanice reminds us about the fight for justice. Come back, Dominica, for your cause.
Police station. much the person, child. Even when she smiles, there's pain in her eyes, feeling like she has to hide. Withheld identities, fellas walking free, predators protected by the system. Who writes the law and what they're standing for? They failed us the most when we need them. Magwesa. You would see the policemen running, coming. Accidents up in Virgin Lane, they're moving like a snail. Oh, cases of rape, stalling, stalling. Ganja farmer serving time while abusers getting bail. Oh, wrong, wrong is wrong. Whether you rape or you kill, you fraud or you steal, wrong. Justice with no equity is wrong. Yes, is wrong. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Officer Wayne James spoke yesterday to some of the ears affecting our police officers. There are a lot of persons asked me to repeat this morning. So here you go. Mr. Wayne James, former police sergeant. Speaking and calling for.
But if it was drugs, you would see the policemen running, coming. Accidents up in Virgin Lane, they're moving.
Assistant and help, huh?
Oh, cases of rape, stalling.
For his former police officers.
Ganja farmer serving time.
Mr. Wayne James.
But Matt, I'm saying to Dominicans, and I want to say to my fellow police officers, I feel your pain. And I had to address your cause this afternoon because I know a number of you are smiling where you are to hear Wayne James addressing your issues. But one of my disappointments is that the police force have something they call a welfare association. I do not know if Mr. Drygo is still the chairman, but if he is, I want to call on you, Mr. Drygo, to call a meeting with your men and address the issues that I have dealt with there, because police officers in 2024 cannot be subjected to this, because you know what? That is going to take a toll on the country. The police officers are going to be, well, I mean, the police force has, I mean, the lowest I've seen the police force in terms of moral is now. I don't know how low it can get.
How did it get there, Wayne James? How do you think it got there?
Matt, it is simple and easy to answer. Matt Peltier, because of political interference. Matt Peltier is Raven Blackman that is running the police force, you know. Ask any police officer, meet them off the record. Tell them you're speaking to them off the record. Raven Blackman is the man that is running the police force. You see this guy, Davidson Valerie, that is their acting commissioner of police?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to Davidson Valerie, he will never get confirmed in that position. He cannot get confirmed in that position. Because you see, those politicians that rule this country, when they can use and abuse you, they understand that they have you where they want. They will use, abuse you, and spit you out. Because very soon they'll have no use for him. Remember I said that today. So, Valerie has decided to put on a political cloak on him as acting commissioner of police. And not interested and concerned about the men that he leads. So, Matt, I'm happy that I had this opportunity this afternoon to bring to the general public this information as to the treatment our police officers are subject to now. And I'm calling on the police officers, my former colleagues, take your rightful stand. Take your rightful stand. You are brothers, you are sisters, our nephews, our nieces, our cousins, our friends. I, Wayne James, understand the work that you have to do. And without those things, I know how frustrating it will be and is for you all at this time. I'm prepared to stand with you. But I'm no longer in the police force. And I know there are several individuals, ex-police officers, civilians alike, who wants to stand with you. Decide what you want to do, because the people of Dominica who pays you a salary depend on you. Matilde, so I want to wish my police officers well, but I want to say to this administration, the monies that Mr. Linton has been speaking about, bring the people money to the Treasury of Dominica so that the police who has to go out there and maintain law and order can do their work with respect, with integrity, and stand tall. What they are being subjected to at this time, can you imagine a police officer getting injured at this time? And there's nothing for his family or her family because there's no medical insurance. 9 months now? What more disgraceful conduct and callousness can a government have? And more so, a man who is the Minister of National Security, who used to be a police officer and should be understanding the plight of the police officers and the role that they play in society. Instead, he's on radio talking foolishness. Matilde, I want to thank you for the opportunity this afternoon.
Thank you.
And I want to send a message to my diaspora brothers and sisters, including our friend in St. Thomas. You see the consequences of not having proper electoral reform? These are the consequences. Because you see what happened? You all came to Dominica because of the lack of proper electoral reform legislation. Install a government, and you all are back in your countries enjoying your daily life. Look at what your brothers and sisters, police officers, is going through here. Where is your conscience? So I'm calling on my brothers and sisters in the diaspora this afternoon. Please consider all of this. Consider your brothers and sisters that you have here suffering on a daily basis. And ask yourself, is that the road you want them to continue?
But let me ask.
I'm not telling you. These gentlemen claim that they had intelligence. But you know, I think you can recall that I have said here on public radio that during my time in the police force, I had various training. And one of them was a course called Advanced Intelligence Analysis course. I am not aware that Davidson Valerie did that course, and I'm not aware that Rayburn Blackmore did that course while he was a police officer. Matilde, I want to bring the Dominican attention that there is a vast difference between information and intelligence. So when you get information, what you must do, you must develop it into intelligence. And that intelligence also have different levels. So they spoke about they have an intelligence. So I want to report to the people of Dominica this afternoon that I received information, and based on my training, I have processed it and developed it into intelligence. And to my brothers and sisters, my former colleagues in the police force. I feel your pain, and I understand what you all are going through. I understand your fears, and I understand why you can't be on the radio like I am this afternoon. Not that you do not want to, but I understand. So I'm going to speak on your behalf, and I'm going to let the public understand what you all are going through. So Matt Delty, I want to say that Davidson Valerie and Reuben Blackmore, they do not care about the police officers. What they are concerned about is using police officers to achieve political ends. And I want to caution my former brothers and sisters, colleagues in the police force, do not allow these gentlemen to use you all because they do not care about you. And I'm going to qualify that now, man. But tell you, as we speak, for 9 months, the police officers are without medical insurance. I want to repeat that, Matt. For 9 months, the police is without medical insurance because the insurance that they fall under has not been paid. And as a result, the insurance has been suspended. I want people to listen to this and let it sink in. But tell you, the police vehicle also does not have insurance, Matelti. This is the vehicle that our brothers, our sisters, our cousins has to use to attend to calls, to criminal activities taking place. And God forbid they get themselves in an accident with somebody. They are not insured medically, and the vehicle they're driving is not insured. But Davidson Valerie and Raymond Blackmore sits there and try to deny the citizens of Dominica of their democratic rights. Matt Pelkey, Dominicans, the police, as we speak, vehicles, as some of the vehicles in this country with the worst tires, that it is so bad that for over 3 to 4 months now, they had to decommission 5 vehicles belonging to the police. Yet, you have police officers who are mandated to go out there on traffic check and to ensure that the civilians comply with the laws of Dominica in relation to smooth tires. What moral authority can the police officer have to engage with a civilian now with a smooth tire? What moral authority? When they themselves are now culprit of that very same offense. But tell you, there's a storeroom at police headquarters. That storeroom I know carried everything, uniform, including shoes and shirts and pants and everything for, you know, cleaning material. Just name it, a storeroom. But as we speak, that storeroom is almost empty. I recall during the days when I worked in the police force, guys would have 2 or so extra boxes with boots under their bed so that as soon as the boots that they're wearing has worn out, they can just get the next one to put on to go and perform the duties on behalf of the people of Dominica who they serve. Today, police officers are without such privileges because there is no money available for that. I tell you, Dominican, the police does not have ink in the offices. That police officers are subjected to using their own personal funds because those who have the commitment and love for the work that they do and understand the service to this country, they're using their own resources, Matt Pelty, to buy ink in order for them to perform their duties Yet you have Valerie and Blackmore talking garbage on the radio and trying to instill fear into the law-abiding citizens of this country. I tell you, the canteen at police headquarters, when police officers go out on duty long hours and have to get a meal, this canteen is being owed monies, Matt, so that the canteen who gets produce from farmers and so on, fishermen and these kind of things, cannot pay these individuals for months because they have not received money from this government. As a result, they cannot pay the farmers. That is what we are dealing with in Dominica at this time, Matt Pelty. And Matt Pelty,
I'm even being told there, you know, just a police officer just called me that if they have a flat tire and they go to the shop, you know, they remove money from their own pockets and pay because, you know, nobody's accepting any LPOs from government anymore.
Well, Matt Pelty, the police officers who send you that information, all they are doing is just corroborating what I'm saying, what I'm bringing forth on their behalf. He's just supporting me. I know he wished he could maybe call you live to say that, but he's just confirming the things that I'm saying, because I said I got information. I process it and develop it into intelligence because I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Pelty, all of this is happening when?
It's 9:05. Mr. Wayne James exposing some of the ills there within the Dominica Police, including the lack of medical insurance, lack of vehicle licenses being paid. You're putting your men in grave danger, huh? Nine 06 is the morning time. Let's take a few phone calls. It's an open line. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir.
Matt, you remember, you know, times gone, people would say Dominica will become a failed state. It's time for us to recognize that it's happening. It's not just the hospital. It's not just the police. It's the whole government, all the institutions. You heard people like Mr. What's his name, the banker, saying that the institutions were being dragged down. They were being dismantled. Well, Matt, it seems like it has become obvious. No one can deny it now. Dominica is on its way to become a failed state. And the reason is that it is favorable conditions for a dictator to operate in. Because if he has a good goon squad, regardless of if there's no money and no supplies and no uniforms, the goon squads, they can operate very well in a failed state. Just go around shooting. There's no justice. There's no legal system. All that has disappeared. But the dictator can function very well with his goon squad. He can thrive in that environment. So I'm asking myself the question, is this what's happening to us, man? Enough said.
All right, more telephone calls in the morning. 9:07 is the morning time. Talk to me, yes? Sad. Yes, hello.
Hey, Mr. President, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those who have sacrificed their personal safety and security trying to elevate mankind to humanity. Matt, blessings to your family, sir.
Blessings to you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Matt, it's very interesting, you know. Matt, there's a thing I think. If what you're looking for is where you're looking from and you're unaware of it, you will never find what you're looking for. Then we're already in Dominica is a pariah state, a failed state. We are just kind of treated as African people.
Well, Brian, blessings. For some reason, it's happening again. Your telephone is not, we're not hearing you very clearly. You're very noisy there. It's not audible. So call again, please. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Hello.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. suspect something is wrong with that telephone there. Hello, talk to me, huh?
That's something I look at this morning. I just hope that is not true.
What is not true?
In the river, in the Whitford Hill River, I'm looking at some baby crocodiles.
Somebody sent me a video of that, but I have to make sure this is happening. Is this for real? I can't confirm because I don't know.
Not we cannot confirm, but at the same time, if we're seeing it, we have to ask a question. We would like to know if that is true. How can these people allow to bring in, because they come in their containers with everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that is in the containers. The people are supposed to be, you call them at the port, Matt?
Quarantine officers.
The quarantine officers, the port officers. We don't know how they're going through the containers of these people. When they come in here, when you come into Dominica with us...
Well, maybe they have special privileges, Blue, maybe. I don't know.
Matt. What kind of special privilege could they have? I'm a Dominican, I have a special privilege in my country.
You don't know what's in the MOU, Blue. You need to know more about that.
Matt, that is what we have to find out. But in the same time, you cannot have so much special privilege. You bring in things into Dominica to endanger the forests of Dominica, to endanger the lives of people in Dominica. And for you to tell me about MOU and special privilege, hell no. Dominicans, it's time for all you to get up, wake up, and open all your eyes and smell the coffee. Remember the saying in Germany, when they come for that one says, not me. I'm not a dog, I'm not a cat. That one says, not me, it can't be me. When they come for the last one, there was nobody to stand for them. Dominicans, Uwe Zezo, Uwe Zowezo. Listen, all you have a man they call him Starboy of Stupidity. He have his deputy. And the only thing they want all you to do is to give them votes to stay in office because they know what they're hiding. They don't want all you to know. They don't want us to know. They know what they are hiding. And his deputy will tell him, do all what you can to hide. Because anyway, that's waiting for a slip of the tongue on the radio so we can take them to court for more money. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. I actually saw a video this morning with some crocodile, baby crocodile, swimming in the river. As to what river it is, you know, a lot of people text me this morning, send me these, you know, messages that there are baby crocodiles in the river up in the Woodford Hill area. I need to confirm that this information is correct. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, sorry to call a second time.
Yes, sir.
Lady Observer, Matt, Brian, watch your step, my boy, because they can plan something there for you. That is what I see right in my mirror, my magic mirror. They can plan something there for him, right? And say, is he that have that there? Brian has to be careful. Come out where you live in for a little time. Go somewhere, my brother, because he's killed, they want to kill you. And they say, Matt, when you see I think, Matt, it's just no justice in the country. None. And it's time for God to send a plague in the country. Send a plague in the country because, Matt, there is no justice. Matt, I feel for Brian today. I feel for Nesta Rampel. I feel for Brian and I just crying. I'm not there to insult anybody or attack anybody. But this thing, since last week, most callers saying, pick up Brian. What Brian do? Matt, you cannot talk in the country. You cannot have a meeting in the country. You cannot have a little procession in the country. Matt, everybody talking on the radio. On the radio, they're insulting people, right? You, Matt, I meditate on you. If anybody say anything bad, you will tell them, no, don't go there. You would even say the prime minister is the prime minister. Respect him and all these things. You understand what I mean, right? And I'm feeling hurt as though I'm in a war today. And this kind of a thing is hurting. This thing is nonsense. nonsense that's happening in the country, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But Marlon, they're very emotional this morning. She wants the injustice to stop. Hello, talk to me. Yes, 449-3095-9697. Can you, of course, yes. So let's try this caller again. We've been having some problems or issues with the telephone. I can't tell you why. Hello, yes?
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear, yes? But turn down the volume on your radio because you're listening to Marlene. This is 1 minute after. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, go ahead.
The people, I want to call on the people of Marigot. We are fed up. And this thing of policemen coming in our village to harass our citizens of Marigot for doing nothing. They'll come with their regional police as well as the Dominican police to shoot us down and harass us and kill us. So I'm calling the people of Marigot. We need to have a defense team in our village. We need to have a defense team in our village to defend our village. Because we need to protect our village. We can't always have people come into our village to take our thing. It will be somebody else. It will be somebody else, and they'll continue doing that. We need to stop them from doing that because that is not right for our village. This is a harassment in our village. Not Brian alone, they're harassing the whole village. So the people of Marigot, we need to get together and form a defense team to defend our village.
All right, caller, thank you very much. It's 9:15. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Mr. Pelty, morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Yes, long time, man. Now, your caller, the caller just gone. He said a few things that's very important. I am saying we have a problem in our mental status in Dominica. We turn ourselves too selfish. We have become too selfish to our own selves. You cannot tell me that the communities are so divided that you have men in your community that are being harassed and you cannot come together and send a stern warning to the people that actually harassing your young men and people in the community. Now, Brian Linton is a voice of influence and encouragement in the community of Marigot. They know if they take that voice down, they can get Marigot people, subdue them to a certain measure. Marigot people need to stand up and let the police and the government in Dominica know, if you touch that man, you touch us in Marigot, and it's going to be a different story if anything happened to that man. But if you don't talk, they do this man thing, and then they move to another and move to another. You have Lollipop sucking Valerie come there trying to do his craziness and following this corruption that in Dominica. And have, my brother, the police themselves, they're stupid. They brought, why is they harassing Dominicans? They themselves suffering, doing illegal things for Roosevelt's carrot. How are you going to be signing up for one thing to join a police force to secure a country and you're doing the opposite, the total opposite of what you sign up for? You're not a police. You're a criminal. You understand what I'm saying? So people in Dominica, and I'm saying that only to Marigot, we need to love our own. We need to stand up.
But you might be accused of trying to threaten the police officers, huh?
I'm not threatening nobody. If you, anybody can interpret anything they want as a threat. Even if I say, let's go to the sea, somebody can say I threaten them, you know, because maybe they're thinking I want to drunk them saying, let's go to the sea. So anybody can just say, it's a threat. You can call anything you want.
But when you say to defend yourselves, what should be interpreted by that?
Matt Pelty, isn't there a right Dominicans have, or in any country around the world, you have a right to defend yourself? And I said to Dominicans the last time that they brought SSU into Dominica to kill them, I'm going to say it again. Anybody who comes to kill you, kill them before they kill you. That is your right under the Constitution.
But again, this is a serious accusation. You're accusing the police officers of coming to kill, and they have never stated that they're killing anybody.
But there is a video when the RSS was in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
One of the soldiers tell the people of Salisbury, we go kill all of you today.
Well, if you have that video, send it to me because I haven't seen it. 9:18 is the morning time. You have to be very careful before you say what you say. Hello, talk to me, yes? Uh-huh.
Matt, we've heard the audio from that video.
Well, I haven't heard it. I haven't.
During the heat of the Salisbury thing.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, Matt, is this. What's happening, and I'm asking myself the question, are the police, these police that are coming after Brian Linton, they are not informing or cooperating with the Marigot police? This because the guy goes there on Tuesday to sign in, Marigot police, they don't touch him.
Mm-hmm.
And then this same, another branch of police from who knows where is hunting him down? That sounds a little funny in my ears, Matt. You know, if you go to Marigot, you should go to Marigot. If you're the Roseau police looking for Brian, you should go to Marigot and say, listen, we're going to go take Brian. We're going to take down Brian. And they should be aware. But it doesn't seem like the Marigot.
Well, that's what I find interesting there, caller. You know, he goes in there and sign because he has to sign every week. And the police in Marigot are not interested, but 18 police officers were, you know, early hours of the morning looking for Brian, and that's a big question, you know, why are they looking at the police in Marigot or not?
There's something fundamentally wrong with that, Matt. That the Roseau whoever police, we're not even sure where they.
So came. maybe we have two different forces there. Huh?
It seems so, and therefore people will tend to speculate now that it's a goon squad. It's not really the police. It's a goon squad. It's a special branch, probably influenced by politicians. People will think that way, Matt. They should act properly as the police. Inform the Marigot police that when he comes in on Tuesday, just hold him. What's the problem? They know he has to come there on Tuesday to sign. And he came there on Tuesday to sign. And now it's Wednesday and you're still hunting him down. That does not make there something fundamentally wrong. Very wrong about that. Very suspicious, man. And the police, stop that nonsense. Enough said.
All right, thank you very much. It was Edison. You heard him say, no, maybe they have a special place. Or they want to create a special place for Brian Linton, huh? You heard Edison?
They have Brian Linton. Oh, Brian Linton is this star. I told them they should just bring a nice building run by the prison and just hold Brian there because they like him so much. Every minute they're picking him up. Instead of wasting fuel to go up to look for him, just build a nice thing around there for the man. And every so often you just bring him in. Brian Linton.
Cecil Abu Elwin.
Well, it was an honor, you know, tell the truth. When you put me down negative, it's an honor, especially since you see the community you come from. Everybody's so happy that, boy, this man from Pottersville, and he played for Dominic, and he feel good. It made me feel good, too, you know, say that that's the level you aspire to reach. Play for Dominica. I can boast that every game I played for Dominica, I scored.
Robertson Kumushu Hippolyte.
We have legends of football in Dominica, and yet you're going in the football house and you have not one photo of those that came before me, those I admire as a young boy, and nothing.
Mike St. George.
And you have to train hard. The coach can't get you fit. You yourself have to
do your train. Extra work.
Yes. And when I came in on the RM team, the first year, I had to fight to stay out.
Last week was great. This week will be epic. Part 2 this Friday, March 1, 11 a.m. on the big station Q95 FM as we celebrate our legends. Hosted by Prince Maddox and will be live on Q95, a Facebook page and YouTube channel. Three of the most decorated football strikers ever from the Nature Isle. Cecil Abu Elwin, also national cricketer.
1974, we met every day where there was a Combined Islands youth team.
Mm-hmm.
And I made that team in Guyana. And then Guyana started playing for Dominica from 74. But I want to hold up Sibo, which he helped me a lot in my cricket career.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very knowledgeable guy when it comes to cricket. So I want to hear him up and tell him thanks.
Jomo Robertson, Kokoshu Hippolyte, and Mike's George, part 2.
Around them same years, 82, 83, when I saw Jomo score a second goal with the right foot, I said, I can never lose that game.
This Friday, 11 a.m. on the big station, Q95 FM. Bam!
I was appreciating the most was the love from the fans. If you check our football, going way back to now, there has been no appreciation showed from the association to the players, you know,
wow,
for the contribution.
NCCU, your community financial partner, brings to you Beyond the Mortgage.
affordable rates, affordable price. NCCU, everything nice. Go do a course, go take a trip. Beyond the mortgage, 246. If you take the mortgage already, don't make your pocket go empty. Beyond the mortgage, NCCU will keep you steady. You need to buy a new fridge, you want to purchase a settee. Get rid of medical bills and invest in the green energy. Beyond the mortgage, beyond the mortgage, beyond the mortgage. Everything nice, beyond the mortgage, beyond the mortgage.
All right, it's 9:24 in the morning. Let's take this voice note.
Mato, good morning to you. I hope you're doing okay. Good morning to your listeners, both in Dominica and in the diaspora. Please allow me to contribute to the topic at hand, which is police harassment on citizens in Dominica. Matt, let Brian know and every other Dominican who has been a victim of the police harassment, Matt. These are not the normal police in the police force, Matt. These are a particular arm of Skerrit and Tony Astafan's, Matt. There are policemen who have said publicly they will put down their life for Skerrit. Okay? We've heard them say that. We've seen them, Matt. And they're ready to kill innocent Dominicans for Skerrit, Matt. So these are not the normal police in the police station, Matt. These are a particular arm of Skerrit force, the Toto Makuts, Matt, that are willing to kill innocent citizens. So tell Brian and the other citizens of Dominica who are being harassed, right, by this type of people, they need to do vigilante protection as well, okay? They need to protect themselves as much as they can against that particular section of the scary Toto Makuts. Thank you, Matt.
It's 9:26 in the morning. More telephone calls, yes?
Matt, good morning to you, Matt.
Morning to you.
Yeah, Matt, again, we see the continuation of the brutalizing of the people of Dominica, Matt. But Matt, you know, this thing too shall come to pass. Matt, I heard a caller, or two callers, a while ago spoke about a threat that was made in Salisbury by the RSS, Matt. Matt, let me just tell you, I was the one. I was visiting Dominica while my female company and I, we sat down on her veranda, her balcony. The RSS members tried to, they came there and tried to park the vehicle where the sun, where they could shield the sun. So we tell them, get the rats out of here. We don't want Ayu there. Then they said, we're going to kill Ayu tonight. I recorded it. I even provided that information to some, I'm not going to mention to who, but Matt, this is correct. Roosevelt Skerrit the night before told us guys to go source. Remember when Roosevelt Skerrit addressed the nation that night before and he said that nonsense in Salisbury is going to come to an end? He instructed them to go and kill people Salisbury, Matt. Take care, Matt.
I don't know if I can agree that he said to go kill them. I would like to really hear him say that because this is a very serious accusation. Huh? 9:27 is the morning time. Maybe a fair comment, but as to using the word kill, it's a different question. 9:27 is the morning time. Let's take another phone call, yes? Hello, yes? Are you there, caller? You're not there. Let's try another call, yes? 4493, interpretation is one thing, but being factual is another. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Are you there,
good
caller?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, morning.
Tell the policemen who have glass house, don't show stone. Leave Brian alone.
All right, thank you very much. Is it lawful for the policemen to just come into a person's yard and search, particularly in the early hours of the morning? Does the law give police officers permission to just trespass on somebody's property at their whims and fancies? Maybe a lawyer should, speak to that. If you are listening and you want to comment, any lawyer listening at this time, feel free to do so. Again, the question is it lawful for police officers to just come into somebody's yard and search, particularly in the early hours of the morning? Does the law give policemen permission to just trespass on somebody's on somebody's property at their whims and fancies. Another telephone call. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning, Matt. What's happening?
Morning to you, my brother.
Everything's best.
Good, good. Is that the voice of Solpus?
Yes, it is Solpus, Matt.
Okay.
Matt, you know, I'm from Marigot, and you know, Marigot people are what you call smart people.
Okay.
We are smart people, and we are different from the rest of Dominica in that level. For instance, we don't speak the broken language or the French language, Patois. This is a problem. We don't speak that language, so we master modern English, and we are very smart. Matt, for example, we have places of Marigot like Edison James, Lennox Linton, I.T. Pascal, Mikey Pascal, Adler Hamlet, and to call a few, these are smart people who the government of Dominica have consistently attacked in Matt for no reason whatsoever. Matt, this community is a community that we are for each and every one. And as a result, where they've been consistently attacking Brian Linton, they have to attack the entire village. They cannot do Brian Linton nothing. Just like how they cannot do Edison James nothing. They can't keep him in a prison for at least a half an hour. Neither Lennox Linton. They need what you call the FI fighters and all kind of things to come into this community. This is the largest community in the Commonwealth of Dominica. We have roads east, west, north, and south. This is not like Salisbury where you go on top of a hill and come down and destroy the nation in the early hours of the morning. I'm asking Brian Linton, do not worry those fellas. They can come anytime and do whatever. They have to destroy the entire community. Our mission in Dominica is to get rid of this cabal. And as from next week, we are doing nothing. So they're trying to use Brian as a scapegoat so things can happen and what and what. This is a community that we don't bother. And I am saying that I am at the back of Brian Linton and every elite member of this community in case they do anything. As I told them, I ready for anything. I ready to die if all you want to kill people. But we'll be standing up as patriots for Dominica and the entire country. And this nonsense must stop. Tell them, policemen, next week we want our $6.4 billion that the cabal leader has. And until we don't get it, we're doing nothing in this country until we don't get our $6.4 billion. At least the $0.4 can paint the old garbage headquarters they have there. It's looking like a garbage thing. They need to paint. Tell them, policemen, check yourselves and stop coming in the community of Marigot, because this time we are absolutely fed up and enough is enough. Have a blessed one, sir.
Have a good morning there. Soul Post, very passionate there. This harassment of Brian Linton, somebody says, is a distraction from the hashtag Do Nothing campaign. This is what somebody's suggesting. 9:31 is the morning time. We have a stop coming up with the Muslim store at 9:45. Talk to me, yeah? I'm here. Something is not happening on that telephone. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Good morning
to you.
But I'm a born Dominican.
You're born Dominican, we know that.
Roosevelt Sheriff is not a born Dominican. And Matt, don't say nothing about that because we like to talk for Roosevelt Sheriff. Let me talk. It's nearly the chance. Matt.
But what do you mean he's not a born Dominican, but he was born in Dominica? He gave his birth, his date of birth there. So what are you saying he's not a Dominican? Tell me.
He has a passport, French passport.
Okay, so he has a French passport. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know that. No, listen to me a bit.
Yes.
Is it true that he signed an MOU with China?
Is it true?
Yes.
Yes, of course, it is true. You know that.
Do you know anything that is in the MOU?
I don't.
Right, exactly. Is it true that he sent policemen in Salisbury to send caveats and likewise to kill people in Salisbury?
I can't tell if he sent police to kill anybody. I don't have that fact. I don't have that.
When you have a gun firing at people, what is your intention? To kill? You cannot say no about that.
But you can maim person or somebody if you have a gun. You can shoot the person in their leg. You don't have to kill the person.
Yes, but some people died through what happened in Salisbury. And I can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no excuse about that. Don't cover for the government because we know what's going on. Right. Is it true that men in Dominica die in the hands of policemen in the police force?
We heard that. Yes.
Right. So this government, so to speak, is a criminal government. They are not for the people. They decide to destroy the people. From the moment I was working in ministry and I heard that Roosevelt Forest Terry come in the government, I told my workers, Dominica, finish. I left ministry for the sake of Rufus Kerry because I knew, and in his young days, I heard his speech, especially when they were interviewing him. His speech in his young days, I knew that Dominica is dead. But I was on training in Barbados, and I was loving my teacher. Then we finished, and I come to Dominica, and then I went back to St. Vincent to repair a boat. I could not get a plane from St. Vincent to Dominica. I could stay 3 days in St. Vincent, and then they sent me to Barbados. So while I was in Barbados, my teacher came to me in the airport with she and her husband, a Jamaican doctor. So the Jamaican doctor, when he heard me talking, he said, you from where? I said, Dominica. The Jamaican doctor tells me 60% of Dominicans are illiterate. I stood up to him and I insulted him. Then he told me, no, listen, nowhere in the world that a government is signing an MOU with China and the people don't know that government would be the government would die. They would destroy that government. Matt, Dominicans is under the police of Roosevelt Kerry. And I am sorry for Valerie, a young boy that raised with manners and now he is the devil in hell. Matt, Dominica is under a sea. And if Dominicans don't stand up, Matt, Dominicans go into hell in the hand of sea. Those laborers that follow in Scarlet, I am sorry for all you. Because don't believe it's UWP are going to suffer. All you children, and Dominica going to suffer under Chinese. Because they don't love God. They don't like people. They don't like even themselves. They can hardly talk to Dominicans, but they come and exploit Dominicans and dump their rubbish in Dominica. We cannot even a bottle of water in China. The Roosevelt Kerry have us in Dominican billions of gallons of water flowing into the sea. And he ordering water to bring in Dominica. He just like taking bitch on a hand overseas and bringing Dominica. What a fool.
All right, caller, thank you very much. 9:35 is the morning time. Morning. Somebody's asking, did the police have a warrant to enter Brian's home? Brian would have to be the one to answer that, and he was not home, so nobody handed any warrant to any family member from what I gather, but they were there early hours of this morning, he reported. I'm not too sure about the warrant. Brian, are you aware that if they have a warrant for you, but Brian will present himself tomorrow with his lawyer, and they will explain just what is going on there, really, harassment. On the telephone, 9:36, talk to me.
Yes, Matt.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, good morning. Matt, yeah, the tension at this point in Dominica is really tight. Whereby, Matt, the economy is not, it's fallen. It has, it's failed, and people are under a lot of economic pressure. Finance is low. To be able to manage and pay your bills and all of that. But, Matt, what we should be looking forward to is to build a better Dominica so people can live a good life, decent life, have a better salary and, you know, money flowing. So I just want to call, Matt, on the Minister of National Security, who is also a very good body of mine, good friend. And I want to call on Valerie, who is also a brother of mine as well. So in this regard, I respect everybody all in country. But we have a country to care about. And in terms of our security and safeguarding the people's safety and well-being, these are the two men now in the position to take care of that. And what we would not want to see is an escalation of anger in Dominica, because the tension, economic tension, is already high. And if you continue with that provocation, intimidation, and oppression continue, the people going to explode in such a manner that will be uncontrollable. We don't want that at this point in time. Let us control ourselves, behave ourselves at all fronts, everybody, all citizens. Let us stay faithful. Let us stay calm. Let us stay cool. And let us figure out how we are going to rebound from this
shutdown of this economy. Because, Mark, this, remember they told us if it's not passport, it's what? So if you're in a country, you have your two main things, which is your passport and your security of the state to keep it safe and to bring finances to the country. If these two has come compromised, or if these two calbosse, it means that, Matt, we all calbosse and decali. So we have to safeguard that and keep the cool, keep the peace, stop the political intimidation and harassment. And it's not going on well, and it will not go on well, because the friends and supporters of all and sundry that fight for freedom and democracy will not allow a brother to go down the drain just like that. So let us settle that thing nicely, calmly, cool and collective, and together we will, and together we can rebuild Dominica once and for all. Good morning, and God bless.
God bless you too. God bless you too. It's 9:39, another telephone call. Yes, hello? Yeah?
Mr. Pelte, let me make this last point for today.
Okay.
Now, hear me out. I want to put this thing out there. You mm-hmm. see, the leader of the opposition, UW, for me, just one opposition there is at the moment. Thompson Fountain and the others of the members of the opposition. Matt, you see, right now as we speak, when you're talking about leadership, you need to give your people that type of courage, that type of hope. They, first of all, you have to let them know, because right now this government is trying to take you down. You have to let your people know, I got your back, and you're supposed to have my back. What they do to me, you're supposed to stand for me. And when they do any, they touch any one of all you, we're going to stand for you also. But how do you go about all the things? The leader's supposed to speak to Roosevelt Skerrit and let him know, brother, the next time you leave Dominica without letting Dominicans know where you're going to, you don't even think about it again. And number two, you have to let him understand, and you're going to move to that, because right now I expect us to be standing up in protest, serious protest, that we are going to stop every project the Chinese are involved in until we understand clearly what the MOU means and what it says and everything. Unless and until that cannot happen, we will not give up the fight until we can understand clearly what you signed with China. But the leader supposed to come up and get the people going. Anyway, they put their thing for next week, Monday. After that, I want to see what the next step is. But you have to be rough with these guys.
Have you decided that you will join that campaign of Do Nothing Day on Monday?
Well, I was not doing anything, you know.
9:41 is the morning time. You said he's always doing nothing. Hello, talk to me. So what are you doing? Hello, yes? Are you there, yes, Colin?
Yes, Matt, I'm there.
Uh-huh.
Matt, yes. It's a sad case, Matt. It's a very sad case because the police behavior is very suspect, Matt. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking of this, and it is very suspect. You know, Roosevelt Skerrit is the guy who comes when people make comments. He says, oh, they're playing politics. Roosevelt Skerrit, are you playing politics with the police force? Because you're not supposed to have that kind of influence over the police force. Mr. Police Chief, you're supposed to be independent unless the rules have changed. Did you change the rules? Did somebody, since the security minister came in, have the rules changed? Does the chief of police have any independence? He should not be dictated to by the political electorate. He must remain independent. Isn't that our understanding, Matt, that we've always had?
Mm-hmm.
Have they changed the rules? That's the question I have to ask, because I don't know. Did they go to parliament and change the rules, Matt, that the police are no longer independent, that he's under the thumb of the prime minister and the minister of security? Why are they controlling the police? And can they in good conscience say that the police are acting on their own? Can they really say that, Matt? Can Roosevelt Skerrit say, no, I am not playing politics. The police are doing their job. Can he say that in good conscience, Matt? Enough said.
All right, Matt, you know all what's going on right now. Mr. Skerrit trying all tricks in the book, but his eyes is on the seat of the president. We must stay focused because that's what he's heading for, Matt. 449-309, again, much speculation. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Uh-huh, talk to me.
Matt, where Dominica going on, the way these things are going on in Dominica, a lot of us will disappear and people will not know what's happening.
You mean disappear?
Yes, a lot of us, because they are hacking phones and they're getting to know who's up. And Matt, I am looking at it, I am seeing it, that a lot of Dominicans will disappear because the way the policemen going on seems to be arguing the night. What right do they have? They have to secure the people, not destroy the people, and they're asking for Dominicans to help them to investigate. My God, Dominicans have to stand up. Let the labor rights be it that is only UWTI that will face it, but they will face it harder. Give them a break and they'll find out.
All right, let's take another phone call there. We're going mighty close to the Muslim store. There's a break there. Hello, talk to me. Yes? Uh-huh.
Matt.
Yes, you're back, Marlene.
Before the last caller said about the police, Matt, I working in Q95. I'm there like, okay, like Matt Peltier to do his job. So what I'm saying, the police doing their job, but Matt is peep. Who behind that? Because if they send you and search Brian House, you say you're not going, Matt, you lose your job. It have some aggressive police. It have some nice police. You understand? But it's their job they're doing, but it's the bigger boys that behind that. Matt, they send all them police, some of them police innocent, some of them, as I tell you, they're ready to fight you down and whatever it is. You understand? So is the bigger boys that behind it. I cannot tell you who and this kind of a thing. But Matt, to tell you the truth, Matt, they you can remember they asking for peace in the country, togetherness. I don't know who asked for that. Well, I mean to say labor workers asking for peace, togetherness. But to tell you the truth, how I see it in my magic mirror, the country divided into six sections, the mark of the beast, because I can't tell you. It's troubling me. It's hurting me to see what that taking place in that country, Matt, right? And whatever it is, right? It's troubling me, my brother, right? So what I'm saying, it are people for them police to go and harass, right? Guns without license, right? This, that, and whatever it is. They don't go in behind them. It's poor Brian they go in. But Brian, one thing I'm telling you, chill out, my brother, right? And chill out. Take it easy.
All right, Marlon, thank you very much. We have to stop because we have our Stop with the Muslim Store in the morning. Stick around.
Winning numbers for Dominica National Lottery, evening draw of Tuesday, 27th February, 2024. Tic-tac-toe winning numbers are 4, 5, 8, 13, 14, 15, and 20. There were 11 winners. Big 4 with Multi-X evening draw winning numbers are 6, 6, 4, and 2. And the Multi-X ball is 2X. Payout is $400. Pick 2 with Multi-X evening draw winning numbers are 4 and 9. And the Multi-X ball is FP. One off evening draw winning numbers are 2, 2, and 0. There was one winner. Daily 3 with Multi-X evening draw winning numbers are 1, 1, and 9. And the Multi-X ball is FP. There were 49 winners. The next evening draw is on Wednesday, the 28th of February, 2024. Remember, at Dominica National Lottery, everything is possible.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for home. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance. The place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful luxuries. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings, in gold, silver, and even gold deals.
You know, every time I'm on the Muslim stop there and you hear some music, you know somebody's in the house, right? Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you... The Muslim family is happy this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my usual guy. Let's say good morning to you first.
Good morning.
I'm giving you the first advantage this morning.
Good morning to you, Matt, and good morning to the listening public. I see you have a big smile on your face this morning.
Because the other people have neglected us for some time.
Very, very.
But she's back today, right, Matt? She is back today. I would like to first start by saying good morning to you, Matt. Good morning to you, Akim. Good morning to Dominica, the Eastern Caribbean, and those via the internet. It's a pleasure being in the studios of Q95 with Matt and Akim. And it has been a while, right, Matt?
You're going to hear the excitement.
Yes, so I'm here today and I'm happy. So we are very, very happy at Universal Elegance because we have great deals and we have a new location. So we are just here to tell the general public of all the great deals that are going on at our different departments. Good morning to you again, Akim.
Good morning, Karen. Good morning. I see you very happy. You know, before we came here, I told her it's been a very long time she's been here. And, you know, Matt misses her a little bit.
Really? But Matt never said anything.
He doesn't want, you know, most guys, we don't like to say we miss people. We just have to know. See, it's still how sometimes women just feel like men have to read their minds. Mm. We men sometimes feel like we need you guys to read our minds as well. So Matt wants to let you know that he misses you.
Oh, really? Coming to this. I guess it's his actions and not his words.
He's speaking on my behalf.
I know. But that's cool. That's okay.
So what's happened at the Muslim store today?
Yes. You know, so firstly, I just want to talk about, we just want to advise our customers to take advantage of our online page. As I normally said, it's basically it's the three different departments in the palm, basically the palm of your hands, where you can get washing machine from the appliance department, you can get rims, you can get batteries from the engineering department, you can get beds, mattresses from the homes department as well. And when you shop online, it's 5% cheaper. So you can probably go in the store sometimes. I've seen it myself, where a customer comes in a store, sees an item, goes online and literally buy that item online, and as I said, it's 5% cheaper. A lot of excitement, exciting things at the Muslim store we want to give to the customers.
All right, a very busy guy.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Very, very sorry about that. And you know, as I was saying, you know, the online store, basically the three different departments in the palm of your hand, and it's very, you know, it's very easy to use, easy friendly, and you don't have to basically do much for that. As I said, you can get down to tires, rims, beds, pillows, you name it. As I said, it's the three different departments, a lot of exciting things on here, on there. You can also find the new robot vacuum cleaner as well from the appliance department that our lovely Karen will speak about shortly. So we just want to also advise you guys to go and take advantage of our online page, where you get 5% cheaper off our items. And also I just want to touch on the homes department today, and we will be having a mattress sale on Friday, and this will be 9 o'clock. So you know, people from Mahu, and we will be going to Bells as well. So we'll be having a lot of exciting things on Saturday, 9 o'clock. Look for that that Muslim truck. We're going to be having pillows as well to complement the mattresses and other small items as well. So you can just look out for us. We'll be at Bells as well. So as I said, a very exciting thing that we bring to our customers. Last time we went on the road, you know, most customers saying, you know, it was a kind of rough time for them. So we always think of our customers at the Muslim store. So we're doing it again, just not the same area, but we go in it and do it again for you customers. So just want to advise you guys, look out for the Muslim store. We'll be out and ready for you guys on Saturday.
Okay. So as Akim said, great deals going on online. So if you want to purchase any of these items, you can go online and you will get it much cheaper. And remember, our road sale will be on Saturdays.
Saturday.
So if you're looking for great deals on pillows and mattresses, just look out for the Universal Elegance vehicle. But at our appliance department, Matt, you know we have moved to 45 Great George Street. We have moved to our new location. So we are where the former Starring and Sons supermarket was. And I must say, man, you know, inside of this place, it's elegant. So when you step in, it's like you feel like you're somewhere different. So we have great
deals like
going
New York
up.
City.
Yes, I'm with St. Martin, you know, some places like that.
Yes.
So we have great deals going on. We have our West Point microwave for as low as $306. If you're looking for toaster ovens, you can purchase it at our appliance department right now for only $112. We have electric pressure cookers for $207. And if you're looking for air fryers, people have been looking for air fryers, we have it for as low as $180. So for all those who are looking for irons, we have a wide variety of irons. And it's all from West Point. So you can purchase a steam and dry iron at our appliance department for only $81. And for those who are looking for the 110 iron, we also have it available. And you can purchase it for only $65. So these are just great deals going on at our appliance department. We have a wide variety of new arrivals. So what you have to do, just step into our appliance department and take a look at all the great deals we have to offer. And you know, we have great prices going on right now. We have great purchase plans like our 21-day plan where no one on the island has it, only at Universal Elegance. Yes. We also have our lower plans as well, and also our higher purchase. And for those who are looking for the Oster blender parts, we know that sometimes, you know, we have broken cups and you're looking for a rubber or maybe a jar. We have all these parts for your Oster blender available at our appliance department. So if you're looking for the base, the rubber, the cups, and also the blade, you can purchase it at our appliance department. We have great deals going on our four burner stove. So if you're looking for a four burner stove with oven, you can purchase it right now at our appliance department for only $585.
Wow.
And we know that the food warmers, you know, people have been coming in asking for food warmers. You can purchase it right now for only $675. So those are just great deals going on at our appliance department. And as I said, we are relocated on 45 Great George Street. You could step in, take a look at all the great things we have to offer and also the great deals.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for home.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance,
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance,
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold field. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Back to our team here from the Muslim store. Back to you.
Yes, Matt, it's back to me. Uh-huh. And, you know, a perfume department, you know, Universal Elegance is known for fragrances. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for the best fragrance in town and the widest variety, you just have to come to the Muslim store in the appliance department.
My favorite part to go.
Yes. So, Matt, I guess you entered into our new apartment, and well, department already, right, Matt?
Yes, I am.
And then, you know, it's so different there. We have so many great things to offer our customers and friends. So we have a wide variety of perfumes. I mean, it's not just like when we were at Old Street. No, we have a wide variety.
Do you have a question here?
Uh-huh.
Do you have hot water cups?
Hot water cups, yes, we do.
Yes, okay.
Yes, we do.
Somebody just asked.
And we have it not just in the white color, no. We have it in the gold color and also the silver, the stainless steel.
Different sizes?
Just one size available at the moment.
All right, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And we just want to remind our listeners that we have a wide variety of different perfumes for men. So if you're looking for a Targum, we have received this. The Calvin Klein for men as well. Beckham, CK Free, Eternity, Hugo Boss, Burberry, Montblanc. These are just some of the best available
dark blue.
Dark blue, no.
Dark blue.
Matt, I'm first time hearing that one. And for the women, we have received Leave Lux from Jennifer Lopez, Amarth, Velvet Diamond, Eternity, Obsession, and Boucheron. These are just a few of our great, you know, fragrances available department.
What's your favorite?
I like Givenchy. Givenchy is very, very nice. It's not very loud, but it's really nice and subtle.
She's a classic girl.
Givenchy, yes.
Very, very classic.
I would have bought one for her birthday, you know, but she's promised
me with you, Matt.
For five years.
For me, it's 20 years. 20 years, Matt, can you remember? And we just want to remind our listeners that going on right now, we're having a 15% discount on all perfumes. So if you want to purchase any of these, you can just go to our appliance department and you will get a 15% discount. So these are just great deals available at our appliance department.
And I just want to let all customers know, if you have any questions on any of the departments, you can call the appliance department at 448-5100, the homes department 448-5102, and the engineering department 448-5101. I just want to also let customers know of the new beds that we have. We have with the full, which is everybody calls as the double beds. We have queen size beds, king size beds, and they also have, well, the nightstand optional. So you can always visit the homes department to take a look at all the beds and match and sofa sets that we just received. And I must tell you, we have some wonderful, wonderful beds. There's one called the Cloud.
Really?
Can you explain why
they call it the Cloud?
Well, you see, Cloud, it has the bed head shapes like a cloud.
Okay.
And it's nice and fluffy.
You've tried most of the beds?
Well, I mean, of course.
You're a sampler.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I mean, I have to sample the best to come and tell the customers how it is.
Of course, I
have to do it. It's my job to sample.
I wish I had that job.
I know, right? But you can always go in mass. Come on.
So, you know, I just want to advise all the customers to come on down and take a look at the beds and the new sofas that we just got, because I know a lot of customers used to say that they wanted the large sofa sets as well, and we just received some sofa sets. So come on down to the homes department. Also, visit the engineering department as well for your batteries, for your vehicle, your bikes, your vehicles, your car care products, and all the equipment that you need to set up your sound system, your amplifiers, your speakers, you name it. Come on down to Muslim Store, where it's basically a one-stop shop for everything. And we just want to, as we wrapping up, we just want to remind the customers that we have the mattress sale on Saturday at 9 o'clock. We will be starting from at Mau. So take a look, just look out for us. And you know what, as Karen is
here, I will come on board with
you know,
that'll be fun.
And as we're just wrapping up, I just want to add, you know, thank Matt and the Vice Ready for
Q95.
You know, that's what I want to thank Q95 and Matt for having us here to come and give you guys, you the customers, the good deals that we're having at the Muslim Store. I want to thank Matt and let them tell everybody to have a wonderful day. And Matt, you as well, and Karen, have a wonderful day as well.
Keep smiling.
Thank you so much, Sean, Akim, and Matt. Thank you for having us. And to all our listeners, we just want to encourage you to continue shopping at the Muslim Store, where we have great products at best prices. We have the best purchase plans, like our 21-day plan where no one on the island has it, only at Universal Elegance. And also you could visit us for our best deals on our appliances, jewelry, watches, perfumes. Just visit us on 24.
So, Akim, let me tell you a secret. a big secret there.
Big secret.
Just a few moments ago, she said, I've been promising her for 10 years.
No, I said 20.
20 years. I've not been here for 20 years.
So, Matt, I know you more than 20 years.
So you see what I'm talking about?
Matt, I know you more than 20 years for sure.
So you see.
Yes.
Have a great day, Karen. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim Store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim Store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold field. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim Store, locally born, locally grown.
All right, Dominica, our next stop, Jolly's Pharmacy. Until that time, let's celebrate today, huh? If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Jolly's Pharmacy is next. We'll be back at 1.
Celebration 10:07. So bring your good times
and your lovers too.
Laughter too.
And their laughter.
We gon' celebrate your party with you.
It's your. Those of you on Facebook. checking the vibes.
Let's all celebrate.
A good morning to you. Good morning. Our next up, Jolly's Pharmacy.
It's up to you.
Health vibes. Step up in the name of love this morning. Step it up, step it up, step it up. Huh, Ira?
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all. Whoa.
Oh, what a mix in the morning, as always.
Chicago and them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don Juan and them.
See you later.
This is for y'all. The remix.
Said I know that it's somebody.
R. Kelly.
Tonight.
On the big station.
Somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate.
We'll come back to talk for 1 o'clock. The talk on the block. We're stepping in the name of love, huh?
Step in the name of love.
Ooh.
Step in the name of love.
Go out and give love.
Move in the name of love. See, I know there's somebody breaking out the champagne somewhere. And you can be sure that
be sure
somebody's gonna make love night until the day.
One thing's for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes.
And I'm here.